7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hello. It is not, in fact, 11:37, because that's just local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it is, in fact, 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And that's Hello Kitty. Hooray. What are we going to do today? Well, I have got something a little bit weird for you, so we might as well just jump right into it here.
Oh, but as right now, I'm watching the tail end of a football game. France is playing England. This is just a friendly match, a warm-up for the Confederation Cups that's coming up. Hey, wait a minute. Does that start today? Oh, I think it does. And speaking of starting today, I think the College World Series starts today. So if you ever wanted to see what downtown Omaha looks like, at least the skyline, all you need to do is to turn on your television right now and find the College World Series games, which is, you know, being played in Omaha, Nebraska. So that's where I live. Oh, looks like France is going to win 3-2. Oh, they're in the dying seconds of the game. Everybody's just waiting for the referee to blow the whistle. Is he ever going to do it? He's giving England a chance, and that was probably their last shot. So, anyway, that's over. I've been building stuff. Did I mention that already? Last night I got bored and I felt like building something, and so I was looking around at all of the raw materials I have, and I thought, what can I build? What can I build out of all this stuff? And I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll build myself another, quote, confetti cannon, unquote. Because you never can have too many. And you can build this too. It's very simple. It's relatively cheap. If you end up having to buy all the parts, you probably and the cement, you'll probably spend $30. But if you've got some of this stuff laying around already, it'll come in much cheaper. Plus, you'll have lots of leftover parts to build more stuff with. So that's fun. All right. As you may remember from listening to previous shows, I'm a big fan of building pneumatic devices, meaning things that are air powered. I'm fascinated by compressed air, and I don't know why that is. It's kind of been a recent development in my life, but I do have a lot of fun with it. And so what I have built is essentially a confetti cannon, a little thing that will launch confetti up into the air, poof, flutters back down. But it can be used for other things. I like to build confetti cannons, and I will build them for people. But this is a little bit different. This is a multi-use pneumatic launcher. So you're probably going to want to build one when you find out what it is that I do with these things. And what you're going to need is some PVC fittings, some PVC piping of two different sizes, a Schrader valve and a ball valve, and maybe a little pipe fitting. What I've done here is, the first thing I've done is I've made an air tank out of a piece of PVC. What is this, 3-inch diameter or 2-inch diameter? It kind of doesn't matter. This is what, 2.5-inch diameter? It must be. I don't know. It's not even marked, but this adapter thing is, yes, it's 2-inch. So you'll need a piece of 2-inch PVC. And the piece I use is just, a foot long. Call it 30 centimeters. And this is not a critical dimension. You can make this longer or shorter as you see fit. I actually have a couple of these where I make the air tanks almost a meter long. But this one I made smaller just so it would be more portable, specifically so I could, you know, put it in a car, drive around with it, you know, and stick it out the sunroof of my car or out the windows, and it's not unwieldy. So you build an air tank, and you do this by getting a cap that fits your piece of PVC, in this case a 2-inch cap, and a threaded, what do you call this thing, a threaded reducer. You'll have to get a coupling and the threaded reducer that fits whatever size PVC you're using. And you know, that whole piece of PVC, that the tubing itself, you buy a 10-foot piece for $2, and the rest of these fittings only cost, well, they cost less than $1 a piece. And then in the end that you have the cap on, install a Schrader valve. A Schrader valve is an air valve like you find on a bicycle tire or on a car tire. And you can just install this at the, you know, in the end. It's very simple. And actually, I recommend that you install the Schrader valve onto the cap before you cement the cap onto the tube, the body of this air tank. Otherwise, you know, it's not going in. And of course, when I say cement, do not glue these pieces together. You should use the official PVC cement. It's that purple stuff. You'll see cans of it. If you don't have any, you'll see cans of it at, you know, your hardware store or wherever, your home improvement store, wherever you went. And if you can't find it, just ask a guy. Find a guy and say, I need some PVC cement. You know, the purple stuff. And he'll know exactly what you're talking about. Follow the directions on the can, and everything is fine. So once you have the air tank together, again, you're going to need a coupler and a threaded reducer. And I have the reducer. It's a half-inch thing, so I've got a half-inch diameter pipe nipple, which is just a threaded piece of pipe that's about 2 inches long with threads on each end. And I've wrapped the ends with, you know, thread tape, obviously. You should, too. And I have screwed one end of the nipple into the tank reducer. And on the other end of the little pipe nipple, I have screwed on a half inch ball valve. This is the most expensive thing you're gonna buy. It costs about $8 or $9 at, you know, Lowe's or Home Depot, anywhere like that. And then on the other end of the ball valve is an adapter, a threaded adapter that allows me to attach a piece of half-inch PVC tubing. And of course, that little adapter and the tubing are cemented together using the PVC cement. And this piece of tubing is about 2 feet long, about 60 centimeters. Again, this is not a critical dimension. Again, like I mentioned before, I have some that are much longer. The only reason I chose these dimensions is so that it would be easily portable in a car. If you're making this device for a child, or if you are a child and you're building this, I recommend, you know, staying to these sizes, because this is just about the right size for a kid to handle without it being, you know, unwieldy or weird. It's just the right size. So I should say at this point, if you would like more details about this, if this doesn't make sense how I'm describing it, go ahead and email me. I'll explain it to you further. I can even offer up some part numbers for you, or at least some SKU numbers. But yeah, all these pieces are easy to find in any home improvement store. and blah, blah, blah. And that's basically it. All you got to do now is close the ball valve, pump it full of air, and you can use a air compressor or a bicycle pump or whatever you've got laying around and pressurize the air tank to about 50 pounds. That's optimum for about a 6-foot barrel. And if one's shorter, you know, the optimum pressure is probably around 40, but you can go up to about 50. That's about as far as you want to go. That Schrader valve will fail at 80 pounds. The PVC air tank itself, oh, it's rated for what, about 200 pounds, maybe more, I can't remember. But yeah, don't go above about 50 pounds, because after that it's just overkill. You're wasting your time, so don't bother. Now this thing, along with being able to launch confetti, can also be used as a potato gun. And these are really good potato guns, and this is a much safer potato gun than any kind that uses spray propellant and ignition. Because there's no fire, there's no explosion, and so this is a lot safer for children. So if you've wanted to build a potato gun for your children, this is how to go about doing it. Just do it air power so there's no combustion. But if you want to shoot potato chunks with it, you're going to want to sharpen the tip of the barrel. Just take a file or a rasp or something and sharpen that up so you can drive it through a potato. It's just too fun. I love building this stuff. But as for right now, I'm going to take a quick break. And in the meantime, we're going to listen to some awesome music. So here's one of my favorite songs of all time. This is the Beatles classic Twist and Shout, but it is being covered by Shaka Demus and Pliers with Jack Raddix and the Taxi Gang. So this is sort of a dance hall version of Twist and Shout, and I think you're going to dig it. So let's hit it.
You know your tweets And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And the song we just heard was the Beatles classic Twist and Shout, as performed by Shaka Demus and Pliers with Jack Raddix and the Taxi Gang. I told you that would be awesome. I knew you would dig it. So anyway, I'm sitting here with my new, pneumatic launcher. It can be used as a confetti cannon. It can be used as a potato gun. It can be used as many things. And it's ready to go. All you need right now is a compressed air source, an air compressor or a bicycle pump or, just about anything. But this one is supposed to be portable. Remember I said that at the beginning? I made this one smaller than usual so it would be more portable. And how's it going to be portable if you got to carry an air compressor around with you? You know what I'm saying? And besides, if it's portable, where are you going to plug that air compressor in? Right? Well, it turns out I have solved those problems as well. Now, you don't have to do this. You can just start running around and play with your pneumatic launcher as it is. But just because I can, I went ahead and I added a few more components. And the first thing I added was an air compressor. Duh, that seems pretty obvious. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, air compressors are big, bulky items. And they're heavy and blah, blah, blah. Well, it just so happens that you can get very small air compressors. And I have one here that I bought for, I think, $4 at Harbor Freight, of all places. Now, I think these have a list price of about $12 or $15, but they're always on sale. There's always coupons for them, and you can get them for less than half price. Plus, there's always 20% off coupons. Either way, is it worth $15? Yeah. Is it worth $4? Even more so, obviously. And this little air compressor is designed to be hauled around in your car. So in case you have an emergency flat tire or whatever, you can just whip out this air compressor and plug it into your cigarette lighter or other power outlet in your car and use it to inflate your tires. It's got a little air gauge, pressure gauge on it, and it's good to go. So what I've done is, using some zip ties, I have attached this air compressor directly to the air tank. And I've taken the air hose from the compressor and I have attached it to the Schrader valve at the end of the air tank. And so now I've got this little complete pneumatic launcher system that I can take around in my car, plug it into my car, turn on the air compressor, charge the air tank, and go. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but Tobe, what if you're not in your car? What if you're just walking around in your neighborhood and you need to shoot some confetti? Or you need to shoot a potato slug at someone or something. Doesn't necessarily have to be a person. Well, I have a solution to this problem too. You may have seen these devices. There are these new things. They're not that new. They've been out for a while now. But there's these little, I don't know what you call them, jump starters or emergency car kits or something. You've seen these. What these things are is they're a battery with a battery charger hooked up to them and some jumper cables. And you can carry this around in your car so that if your battery ever goes dead or if you need to jump start somebody, you can just take this little thing out of your car and hook it up to your battery and you're good to go. And the best part of it is, this one that I have, which was given to me by my friend Kevin, who is no longer with us. He had to get a new one, so he gave me his old one, and I refurbished the old one, and it's working fine. The best part about this is, it has a car cigarette lighter type of power jack built right into it, so you can power other things from it easily. And like I mentioned before, all this really is a battery. There's a little battery in here, a good 12 volt battery, a little gel cell that has enough oomph, you know, to start a car, which in turn has enough oomph to power our little air compressor. So all we gotta do now is plug our little air compressor into this battery pack thing, this jump starter. Very convenient. And it even has a handle on it. So now we can carry it all this stuff around. We can carry the jump starter in one hand, and we can carry the pneumatic launcher in another hand. And we're good to go. It's completely portable. It's so funny. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, this is a lot of extra parts and a lot of work. Why don't you just carry a bicycle pump around with you? It's a lot lighter. Yeah, and it's just as portable. Yes, this is true. But to pump this tank up with 40 to 50 pounds of pressure kind of takes some effort. And after about the third time you do it, you don't want to do it anymore. And that's why I have gone so far as to attach a air compressor to this along with the power source, because I'm so lazy. I just want to flip a switch and brrr, pump it up and rock and roll. So there you have it. Oh, and I took a picture of this entire setup. So if I haven't posted the picture yet, start looking for the link now. Of course, I'm posting this link to the Anon Radio Room of Calm on SDF. And again, if you need any details filled in, if you need some explanation of what's going on, or if you just need more details on how to go about doing this, feel free to email me. I am reachable at tobe@sdf.org. You knew that already. So anyway, what's next? What's next to do with this thing? What shall we do? Well, I don't have any potatoes, so we can't shoot any potatoes. And I've got some confetti, but the confetti I have is not the right size for this type of barrel. So what are we going to do instead? Oh, I think I have an idea. Why don't we shoot a dart out of it? Well, that means we're going to have to make a dart. And making darts for something like this isn't any different than making darts for any other type of blowgun. You can do this any number of ways, but the way I'm going to do this today is using a piece of paper and a small nail. The nail itself may not even qualify as a nail. Some people call these brads. This nail is about 3/4 inch long, maybe about 2 centimeters or a little bit less. And it doesn't have much of a head. So we'll put that aside here. And the other thing we need is a piece of paper. And I'm using a page out of a glossy magazine for various reasons. Because, you know, it's slick, it's waterproof, and blah, blah, blah. Well, not waterproof, but... And all you really need to do to make this is take your magazine page and roll it up into a cone. A very thin in diameter cone. And then trim the length so that the widest part of the cone is the inside diameter of your barrel. Then all you need to do is, you know, snip the tip off, drop the nail in from the back side so it falls through, and you can put a little bit of glue on the head of the nail to make sure it all holds together and stays stuck. And I've got a picture of that too. So, you know, it should be obvious at this point how this is all going together. So the next thing we need to do is to charge this air tank. So unscrew the barrel from the tank and check to make sure the ball valve is closed. The ball valve is closed. Hit the switch under the compressor and start filling this puppy up with air. We're shooting for 50 PSI here. Let's do it. All right, now we've got our 50 PSI. The next thing we need to do is to put the dart in the barrel. So in the muzzle end of the barrel, put the dart in backwards. You know, so the tip of the dart is, you know, pointing out, obviously. And either push it all the way to the base of the barrel with a long dowel or something, or you can just suck it into the end if you're very careful. Just like that. So now that's in position. All we need to do now is screw the barrel back onto the tank, which seems to be a little bit more difficult. There we go. Make sure that that's, you know, fairly tight so that it is nice and airtight, and you're ready to fire. All you gotta do now is point this at something and open the ball valve, and it will go foot, releasing all the air into the barrel, which will then propel the dart across the room. So I'm aiming it at a piece of foam, and on the count of three, we are going to let her rip. One, two, three. Yeehaw! Let's go over here and check this out. Oh yeah, I knew it would go in pretty far. This drove the dart very deep into the foam, kind of destroying the paper cone, but that's okay. We didn't need to use it more than once. That would have driven the nail into the wall if that foam hadn't been there. And this would make a good nail driver. Maybe we should make some explosive head darts next. Maybe we could, but this is not the time for it. Because right now it is time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we're going to build? It'll probably be something pretty wacky, though. All right, I got to eat. What am I having for lunch today? Probably tacos. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
A ham toast.
To ham! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Come to